morning, church. Thank you so much for your hospitality, and thank you so much for feeding me so well. Good food. So appreciative. Let's take our Bibles. Want to talk about a few things this evening. I want to ask you to forgive me. This morning, I was a lot of nervous. I was like, I can't even stand well. So I'm not like that. I was just afraid. You know, it's difficult to stand before the people and to stand in front of the people. But we thank God for his grace. Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor, once again. And for those who have come, I welcome you to this evening service. We are going to see the reason why God saves us, you and me. For sure, he saved us because we are sinners, but there is not that he saves us, then we are done. So there is something that God wants us to be doing. So he did not just save us to leave us. He saved us for a purpose. And we are going to talk about that purpose, why God saved us. And the reason, one of the reasons, is that we should work. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 10. It will help us so much. God saved you to use you. Thank you so much. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 10. Verses 10. But before reading verses 10, I'll jump and read verses 11. Ephesians chapter 2. The Bible reads, "Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands. And that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in this world, but God. Now in Christ Jesus, who sometimes were far off and are made now near by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ." Shall we pray? We may take our seats. Thank you for his word. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you for the opportunity to speak your word. Help me, Father, to be so clarity with the explanation. And fill us, O Lord, with the Holy Spirit. And may I speak, thus says the Lord. Now is the time that, Lord, you want to speak to us. Bless this time together and open our hearts so that our hearts may be receptive, so that we can be doers, not hearers of your word. Father, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So here Paul is trying to explain who were before coming to Jesus Christ. There is a lot of things in this verse, and it will take the whole week to unpack just what Paul has aligned here. Because we have seen that here, he's saying we had no God, we were foreigners, and we had no hope, and we have no one to protect us. So we were far away from God's people. But Jesus Christ He saw it fit to come and save you and me for the purpose. And that purpose is that, then we can read verses 10. Verses 10, the Bible reads in the same book, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Brethren, we are saved to be workers. We are not saved just to sit. God has saved us so that he can use us. God has protected us so that we can be used of God. If you are here, we know we serve a working God. God worked all 6 days and he rested on the seventh day. And he has continued working. What does he do? He sustains. He keeps. He is in charge. He is in control of everything. There was nothing, no moment, no sickness, no weapon that can be formed against you that God will not know. God will know and God sees everything. Proverbs chapter 15 verses 3. His eyes are everywhere to behold who's doing good and evil. Now, what kind of work is that? The Bible explains to us in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, that for by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works. We are not talking about salvation through works, because we are not saved by works. We don't work so that we can be saved, because salvation is not by works. Salvation is by grace and through Jesus Christ alone. Jesus died for you and me so that we can have life. So we work because we are saved. We work because he has called us to be his children. We are his workmanship. Now the question to you and me is this. What kind of work do you do? If he has saved you, he has suffered for you, what do you do? He's expecting that work to be done by you, by you, by you, and by me. So now, the other question will be, why work is important? Why talking about this work? Why is it that work is important? Why can't we just get saved and relax and enjoy the life? Yeah, there could be a question like, okay, I'm saved now, it is enough. I'm just waiting for him to take me to heaven. Because he said, I'm going to prepare a place and I'll come back and take you. Because where I am, you will also be. So, it is okay just to sit, relax, enjoy life, and waiting for him. Why work is important? 3 reasons and will be done. Number one, we will be rewarded by the works. Revelation chapter 22, verses 12. Revelation chapter 22, you and me, we will be rewarded by the works. Forgive me with my pronunciations. As long as you can get the context. So let's go to Revelation chapter 22, verses 10. Revelation 22, verses 10. The Bible reads, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man as his work shall be. So the reason why work is important, it is because you and me will be rewarded by our works. So God is going to reward you. meaning you are either going to be rewarded or lose your reward, depending on what you are doing.
That's right.
Brethren, before we do anything, we should know what kind of work is God expected or is expecting me to do. Each one of us here who are born, God has given or portioned you with a task, a work to do. And that work is depending upon you to do that.
That's right.
Just like he sent Jesus Christ. Yeah. It was only Jesus Christ,
yes,
who was supposed to die,
hey,
for sinners. Because he was the only one who can sacrifice for us.
Right.
No one else can do that. And that is what we are talking about. There is even one work that would depend on you to do it. And God is going to require that from you. Not from your pastor, not from your mother, not from your father, not from your friend, but from you. But the question is, by this time, you should be realize what kind of work has God allowed me to do. Do not hide in the church. And do not hide in the membership.
Yes.
Because one day, you will face your master and he will ask you, I gave you this work. What did you do with it? Sometimes you find that we are 30 years, we are 40 years, we are 50 years. The question will be, as you are aging, because sometimes we deny that we are getting old, but your bones are telling you that you are getting old. Your body is telling you the back pain, the knees, the eyes. You know, you are not wearing the glasses. But now, it is a symbol or a picture showing that you are aging. The question is, as you are aging, how far have you gone with the work that God has given you? Before it is too late, you need to realize that there is a reason why God saved you, and that is we have to do the work.
That's right.
So you'll be rewarded because of your work. The second reason, it is because every believer here, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10, the Bible says, for we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And when we appear at the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. So the reason why work is important is because when we appear before the judgment seat of Christ and God is going to bring our work, because the work will follow us. There is something that you and me will not take from this world. Paul said, we brought nothing into this world.
That's right.
And surely we'll take nothing. But there is nothing that will follow us. What is that will follow you and me? It is our works.
Yeah.
Our works will go before God. And as we stand before the judgment of seat of Christ, then God will try our works.
That's right.
If it will be good, and then if it is bad, there will be people still crying in heaven. So work is important because one will be rewarded by our works,
yep,
and will be judged by our works.
That's right.
Lastly, but not the least, why God saved us so that we can work? Because that's one way of pleasing him. One way of glorifying him. I'll leave you with John chapter 9, John chapter 17, we are going to find Jesus Christ here praying a priest's prayer. As he was praying, these are the words spoke Jesus in verse 1, and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know him, that you are the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Number 4, that's where my interest is. I have glorified thee on the earth. How did Jesus glorify the Father? I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. So, brethren, there is honor in finishing what God has given you. That's why on the cross Jesus said, it is finished. It is the work of saving human nature from all the sins that we had. Jesus said, it is done. There is no more payment. So Jesus did it, and the Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Fathers and mothers, you are here, you have kids. When your kids do well and they are following whatever you tell them, how do you feel? These children are nice. I wish I had 5 of them. I wish I had 10 of them. But when they are not doing what you are telling them to do, what do you say? I don't know where these kids came from. I think, who is raising these kids? We bring those questions. You are just like your mother. And the mother, you are just like your father. And you are just like your grandparents. Sometimes you send them off. Oh, mother, keep these kids for us. Because they are not listening. Why? They are not obeying you. You feel bad. That's the same way when God gives us work, that's the same way he feels when we are not doing the work. Because when we are not doing it, he said, I feel bad. I created you. I saved you for this purpose. You have not even started. You are just into yourself. You are just into this world. Yes, for sure, you go to church. Yes, on Sunday, you are even early. You are even baptized, but you haven't done what I brought you to do here on earth. The question is, how far are we with the work? Because we'll be rewarded and we'll be judged. And that is the only way we are going to glorify God, by finishing the work. I'll bring you to the Apostle Paul. He said this, I fought a good fight.
Oh, yeah.
And I've finished my course.
Right.
What words are you going to say when you are at the end of your life? Sometimes you'll be crying because you realize you wasted much time on this earth for yourself. Maybe for good things, but not for the Lord. Because the Lord will say, I did this, I did this. I wanted you to do this. And to do this, he can't do what he's asking us to do. He can do it. And the Lord God does not need any help.
Right.
He can do anything because he's God. He is powerful and he is omnipotent.
Yes.
But the reason why he has allowed us to do that, brethren, it has to be, I call, a privilege. It is a privilege to be used of God. If God can choose you and want to use you, what a privilege to be called a child of God. It is something that we should not take for granted. If the president of America can call you and say, I need you to represent me in that community, How do you take that? Very seriously. And we are so happy. And there are many bodyguards to guard you because you have the appointment from the president. But we have the Heaven Father who has given us something to do. That's why we have to reflect, examine ourselves, and see where we are. If we were to die today, what have we done for the Lord? May that be the last question for you and me, and the answer is ours. God bless us all. Thank you.